It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, this election season, we're reaching out for conversations with all of the major party status congressional candidates to understand their approaches to government, public policy, and some key campaign issues in 2018. What is major party status? Well, Iowa code allows political parties to gain major party status when 2% of the vote is earned by the party's presidential candidate. And if you remember, the Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson picked up more than 3% of the vote here in Iowa in 2016. So now the Libertarian Party of Iowa has major party status, and you'll find them on the general election ballot. Joining me now, Mark Strauss, Libertarian Party candidate for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, which is in the southeast corner of the state. Strauss is the national sales manager at Signtex Lighting, Inc. He lives in Bettendorf. And of course, the other candidates, major party candidates, the incumbent Democrat Dave Lobsack and Republican Dr. Christopher Peters. Mark Strauss, welcome to our studio.
Thank you very much.
So inform us a little bit about the Libertarian Party, what you stand for, and what kind of libertarian you are.
Well, the Libertarian Party got its roots, came about in 1971. And the Libertarian Party, is still in its infancy, even though we've been around since 1971, but we're starting to really get our legs underneath us and starting to get a more centrist platform. Rather than the hard line, don't tread on me. That's always been their slogan, don't tread on me. You probably remember things like libertarian candidates talking about legalizing heroin and doing all kinds of crazy things calling that freedom, which that's not me. Mm. As a matter of fact, I remember when the state chair it was a little over a year ago, the state chair came to see me and talk about me running as a libertarian. I had already announced I was going to run as an independent no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to see where everything lined up, where I stand on the issues and the Libertarian Party platform. And actually, first thing I said is, hey, look, I'm not going to legalize heroin and I'm not wearing any funny costumes. And so that's kind of where you saw them. But I tell you, after the last election, the Libertarian Party made major party status in, I believe, 32 states. They're on the ballot in 38 states. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that happen with even more parties, by the way. So you're going to see the Libertarian Party grow from here. And I say out to all those people that voted to Gary Johnson, you did not waste your vote. While I may be on the ballot today, even if I hadn't gone libertarian, I don't know that I'd be talking to you because you said you're only reaching out to major party status candidates. Right. So, there's no such thing as a wasted vote anymore. We need to get more parties in the Congress and the Senate so that you don't have the duopoly where one party's in charge and they decide what bills come to the floor. They decide what gets passed. And basically the other side just sits and cries a lot and it goes back and forth and it's nothing but problems. So if you could imagine a Congress and a Senate with multiple parties where no one party had a clear majority, and that multiple parties would have to come together and vote for what's best for America. Now, no more party line votes. Anytime you see a party line vote, they're not voting their conscience and certainly not the conscience of their constituents.
Okay. So we have a pretty good feel, those of us who are involved in politics, for what Democrats feel is a rightful place, rightful role of government and Republicans as well. Where are the libertarians? Where are you? How do you see the role of government?
I see the role as government as to, first of all, the federal government needs to be reeled in completely. They should do nothing more than protect our shores. I can see, national infrastructure, airlines, highways, railways, things like that. But in all honesty, the states need to have more control over our personal freedoms and issues.
Okay. The states get a larger role in your view.
Yes.
Of the government. Okay. So talk about your priorities. What if you were elected to the be a representative of Iowa in the 2nd District, what would be your top two or three priorities?
Okay. First and foremost, term limits. I mean, the fact that we have unlimited two-year terms for the Congress and unlimited six-year terms for the Senate, that's insane. I think what happens with the president, 2 4-year terms and you're out, is a very good plan. And that way, you know what, you don't have these congressmen and senators that get to Washington and then spend the rest of their lives making relationships with lobbyists. And I mean, the congressmen today don't even write their own bills. You've got outfits like ALEC and such that actually write the bill for the congressmen and give them money to bring it to the floor. We need to get rid of all that. And the only way you're going to do that is by getting rid of the two-party system and getting rid of and making term limits. So 2 4-year terms for the House, 2 4-year terms for the Senate, same as the president. That would be my first and foremost thing that I would like to get done.
Okay, so we'd have more turnover in your view with term limits. What evidence do you have that more turnover is better, would perhaps lower corruption?
Exactly.
That's one point?
I mean, well, it's not one point. It's a very valid point. The fact is, the longer you spend in Congress, the more relationships you get with the lobbyists for all of, whether it be big pharma or big insurance or big health care or big gas and oil. I mean, basically, all these lobbying groups that come in and tell these guys how to vote. I mean, basically, they're paying congressmen, hey, you want some campaign donations from me for the next election cycle? I need your vote on this. I need your support on this. And that's exactly what happens. So we need to take that out of the equation.
Some would argue, though, that by putting term limits on, you demotivate elected officials to become experts in a certain area, because some of these bills, writing the bills, thinking the bills, can be quite involved. Is that an argument you buy?
Well, no. And actually, we need to tone those bills down. Anytime you've got 2,000 pages of here to's and wherefores, that leaves a lot of things open to interpretation. And that's the problem we're having with the Supreme Court today. We need very clear and precise laws that are not open to interpretation. And you're not going to need the expertise. I mean, you know, Congress has the ability to bring in expertise. If we're dealing with a ecological issue or a health issue, we can bring in experts to advise us. But I don't want it to be a lobbying group that's working for that industry to push the narrative they want rather than really what's best for America.
Okay, so your 4-term limits, that is far down, if at all, on anybody's list of priorities in Congress. How would you get that done?
Yeah, no wonder it's down the list, because they don't want to vote themselves out of a job. I mean, what looks so horrible of U.S. congressmen on your resume that you got to stay there for the rest of your life? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know what? America can... I just wish everybody would come together and really everybody get out and vote. We need to change our government on a regular basis. But you know what? If the people aren't going to do it, you know, via the voting booth, then we need to put some rules in place so that we get that turnover, because it just doesn't do anybody any good when you got somebody sitting in Congress for 20, 30 years and running the show. Basically, they're benefiting themselves. When you see a lot of these congressmen that go into office, you know, worth $100,000, and 30 years later, they're worth $100 million, that's absolutely insane.
So if you were elected, you'd limit yourself from the get-go. Before you were elected, what?
Oh, absolutely.
What would you say?
What, eight years.
8 years.
Two
and
terms.
You're done.
8 years and I'm done.
If you've just joined us, Mark Strauss is with us, the Libertarian Party candidate, the congressional candidate for Iowa's 2nd District. Term limits, you've listed as a priority. Give me another priority of yours.
The ecological issues. I tell you what, we're facing some very dire times coming forward. When it comes to just like I was just talking about over at the Forum on Aging, do you know that every nation around the world, every coastal city around the world for the past century has been sending garbage scows out 30, 40 miles offshore and dumping? Actually, believe it or not, 2 years ago was the Scranton, New York, sent their last garbage scow out. But other countries around the world are still doing it. We don't realize how bad a shape our oceans are in. And I would really like to see, you know, one, I mean, I want to cut the size of our military, bring our guys home. We don't need an empire ruling the world. But at the same time, we can take those resources and start working to help clean up the ocean. You don't realize how bad it's getting, because 50, 60 years ago, that's when plastic started being in that garbage. You know, the first part of the century, you had woods and metals and things that would actually break down, biodegrade. Plastics don't do that, and it's turned into one hell of a mess in our ocean. So we need to work on that. We need to worry about freshwater stresses around the world. You're going to be seeing migrant flows that make the things happening today look like people going on vacations.
What about the major ecological issue that's being talked about? Do you believe in that climate change is caused by human action?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Okay. How can anybody say, I don't understand how anybody can say otherwise. We've got 7 billion people on Earth. And so between all the coal that we burn, all the gasoline that we burn, and then, of course, all things like fracking and you know, it's.
So you would be in favor of staying in the Paris Climate Accord?
No. Because I got to tell you something, the Paris Climate Accord did not address the issue in real. I mean, in all honesty, while I think that
Trump wasn't it a step in the right direction?
Well, it was a lot of feel-good stuff, but it wasn't real. I mean, it was making America cut back on things, but China wasn't, India wasn't, Russia wasn't. You know, a lot of the really other large countries were absolutely doing nothing. We need to start preparing for what's coming. You have to understand that
we have to adapt.
Exactly right. That's exactly
so
right.
So not do anything to limit greenhouse gases,
adapt. We need to, and actually a lot of that's going to happen on its own. Wind and solar are going to catch on really soon. You know, here in Iowa, Mid-American Energy produced 83% of its energy from wind in 2017. Their goal is 100% by 2020. If we can do it here in Iowa, we can do it anywhere. And I think that those type of technologies, wind and solar, are going to catch on. There's going to be other technologies like wave producing and things like that that's going to catch on.
On wind and solar, though, that has been largely thanks to tax credits, other incentives that have put Iowa at the forefront of wind energy and also solar power. Now, doesn't that go against the libertarian idea?
Yes, actually, it does, but so does the subsidies that are going to gas and oil. I think you'll find out just as much money went to gas and oil at the same time. I want to get rid of all subsidies.
So you're in favor of renewables, but how do you do that without the subsidies?
Then take away the subsidy. If you take away the subsidies for gas and oil and the dirty and coal and everything, mm-hmm. I think that you'd find out that wind and solar are competitive. Those companies, the gas and oil companies and the coal companies, are all bringing in big subsidies from the government, and all they want to do is complain about the subsidies that are helping wind and solar. I would like to see everything stand on its own. Believe me, and regardless of what that is, eventually the most efficient source is going to take over. And that's also going to end up the cleanest at the same time. I personally, like the Iowa City Recycling Center here with the wind turbine, I sold that wind turbine and installed that there. Okay, I didn't install it. Contractors installed it. I sold it. I worked with the engineers to design it into there.
At Scientex?
No, actually, my company was Strauss Architectural Systems. I had for 13 years. I sold my company January 1st. Scientex manufactures the what was in 2005 the first LED-based emergency lighting system in the world. I designed it. There's more of it installed in schools in the state of Iowa than 75% of the rest of the country combined. And so January 1st, I sold Strauss Architectural Systems and took on the position of national sales manager to take that technology nationwide.
Mark Strauss is with me. If you've just joined us, Libertarian Party candidate for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Now that you've mentioned some of your background, give us an idea of how your background, what you just mentioned, makes you ready to be an elected representative of Iowa in Congress.
Well, it's funny because I spent 42 years in the lighting industry, and which kind of over time also morphed into alternative energy as well. My company also did alternative energy. It's funny, everybody always says, they say how rough politics is, unless you're in the lighting industry. And then all of them say, Strauss, you just spent 42 years in the toughest industry on earth. These politicians aren't going to be nothing. But as far as making me ready, you know what? I'm 60 years old. I've lived a lot of life. I've traveled the world as well as the country extensively. Mm-hmm. And I've done a lot of business. And so when I get there, I'm going to work on trade. And believe me, we need, you know, for the past 20 years, the past 30 years, we've allowed Asia, South Korea, China, and Japan. I mean, basically, those economies grew on our appetite, and we sacrificed. We allowed corporate America to go over there and get that cheap labor and hurt American jobs. And it's time to reverse that. So we need a trade policy in place that's going to get us to true free trade. And if that means tariffs, you know, I don't mind waving that tariff stick to bring those guys in line. You're going to have to, because they're not just going to willingly start buying our products, but we need to come up with a system that makes them either buy more of our products or sell us less of theirs. But either way, they need to balance out that trade deficit. And if you go to straussforhouse.com, there's a video that details that plan.
Mm-hmm. When you talk trade, it seems like you may be aligned with the president in more aggressive trade policies.
I'd be even more aggressive than the president. The president is picking things like steel and aluminum and cars and washing machines. If you go to my website, I have a 6-year plan that works across the board with countries that have very high deficits, trade deficits with us. And it works to lower those trade deficits, but it gives time for companies on both sides of the ocean to adapt and find which products are going to be the best for them to supply to us and vice versa. Rather than just saying, okay, I'm gonna put 25% on washing machines. You know, and I it's funny, I argue with my libertarian brothers about these tariffs because they don't want those tariffs.
You are a libertarian candidate.
Right.
You would think, don't tread on me. Keep the government out of it. Why not let the free markets reign?
Because I got to tell you something, because we've screwed it up really badly. Mm-hmm. The fact that we've allowed China and Japan and South Korea and other country, India, to grow to such an extent that we can't turn it around without putting some rules in the game, and those rules are going to be tariffs, because they're not just going to happily start buying more of our products. Right now, you've got South Korea literally has South Korea, China, Japan, India. They literally have not only tariffs on our products, but actual barriers. But these products aren't allowed.
What do you say to farmers, people in the ag industry who may be listening and saying, "You're going to destroy our markets"?
We're not going to destroy their markets. As a matter of fact, and we were talking about subsidies earlier, I don't want to tell farmers what to grow. I don't want to tell them what not to grow. They're a business, and they should be able to survive on their own as well. Actually, we're already seeing signs of, from the tariffs that due to the fact that they're not buying as much over there, since the tariffs went into place over there, the costs have actually gone down here. Sometimes opening up those markets over there allows them to raise the prices on us. And so, you know what? Guess what? I know everybody wants to be a global player, but not everybody needs to be a global player. And they have to remember where their roots are, and that's right here in America first.
Libertarian Party candidate for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, Mark Strauss. Before we say goodbye, I have to ask you about a couple of other major issues we've been dealing with. If you're running for the U.S. House of Representatives, which you are, you'll be on the ballot as a Libertarian candidate. Your position on our contentious immigration policy?
I tell you what, all those DACA kids, they don't know any place other than America. We're not going to round them up and send them home. We need to make them U.S. citizens. Shouldn't even be a question about that.
Not even a path. They are citizens. And
that's it.
They're here.
Not a path. And if they're good DACA kids. Now, I'm not talking about anybody with a criminal record or anything like that. Same thing with their parents. I've got a gal named Mara Vasquez. She's worked for me for about 3 years taking care of my home. And she just got her citizenship about 3 months ago, became a U.S. citizen. I want everybody to have that opportunity. If they're just good people that came here looking for a place to, a place to survive because they can't survive in their own country, they've got here. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not against the wall, because I want the wall. I'm sorry, but that old technology works. I want to give the people that deserve it a path to citizenship. The people that don't, I want to be gone. But we need to make sure we're not going through this 20 years from now. So that means we need to secure the border. Bring those. Let's close. We've got 800 bases around the world. Let's close about 600 of them. Bring those people home. Let them protect our shores and our borders like the.
What about U.S. interests abroad around the world? That's been a.
Our interests around the world should be about peace, not about, and our military should not be the one taking care of global corporate interests. You know what?
Even when China is expanding? Its military as well?
Well, no, that's a whole different issue, okay? And China's expanding its military, and they're going to be a bear to take care of, believe me. That's going to be mm-hmm. You talk about poking the Russian bear, and I tell you what, you poke that panda, watch out. The Chinese is going to be something, but you know what? That doesn't mean we're not going to, I do not want to turn war, we've already turned war into a business, and I do not want to have us protecting all of these corporations to do business around the world. That's not what the military is for. If it's not a good place to do business, don't do business.
Very, very quickly, a couple things. Our time is running low. A couple things. You support recreational marijuana?
Absolutely. I got to tell you, my older brother lives with me. He's physically and mentally challenged. One of his physical challenges, he's an amputee. So he gets phantom pains. You know, I mean, he'll be, his leg's cut off at the knee, but his foot hurts like hell.
Right.
And CBDs would do great for him.
That's
and
medical marijuana. What about recreational use?
Well, no,
like alcohol.
And I got to tell you something, alcohol is worse than marijuana. Period. Alcohol has destroyed more lives. People can die from alcohol. Nobody dies from marijuana. And not only that, it just kills me. Why don't we want to take 40% of the cartel's income away from them just by legalizing marijuana?
Okay. Broadly speaking, you mentioned President Trump earlier. As we close here, what are your thoughts on how Donald Trump has reshaped our politics?
You know, I wish he could be a little more pleasant about it. You know what? Donald Trump is Donald Trump. I don't care how he shaped our politics, but he's unleashing a lot of things in the economy that's good. But unfortunately, at the same time, he's growing our military like there's no tomorrow. And I think he's gone overboard on that. And how he's shaping politics. Politics was messed up before Donald Trump. So I'm not going to say that Donald Trump's messing that up.
You're sitting across the table from me. Before you sat down, you took off your Stetson hat. This is every photo I've seen of you in this campaign has you with a Stetson hat.
Well,
your symbol?
I've never owned a pair of shoes. I've never owned a pair of shoes in my life. I've always worn
cowboy
boots.
Let me look under the table here.
You go to my home, I've got a boot closet, literally, and I've got hats all over the house. It's funny, I didn't wear my hat when I was younger because I had hair. Once the hair went, the hat came on.
All right.
And it's kind of, but, and you'd be surprised, you know, well, you know,
yeah,
when you don't have the hair.
I know.
You'd be surprised how many times that thing saves my noggin, you know, because it really does.
But you have to admit, it's not a common sight here in Iowa. What does it symbolize? Why do you wear it?
It's just always been me.
Okay.
I mean, I grew up in Kansas City and you ask anybody that knows me, that's just always been me. I do ride horses, but I'm not a cowboy. I'm a city guy. I don't even own a gun. I never have owned a gun. Your misconceptions about that, it's just a fashion statement that stuck with me.
Okay, Mark Strauss, it's been nice talking with you, Libertarian Party candidate for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Thanks for giving us some insights into your candidacy.
Well, and thank you all very much. And if everybody would just go to straussforhouse.com, you'll see videos on 30 to 40 issues. If it's an issue, I've made a video on it.
Mark Strauss, thank you.
Thank you.